Mama, you're a cow eating good chow, playing in the barn, gonna go be milked twice Tuesday to put dairy in our cup. That's what's up. Nutrients, protein, strong bones, yup. Singing, we will milk cow.
Oh, yeah.
We will milk cows.
The Arizona Milk Producers now has a new theme song.
Yes.
I love it.
We're here with the general manager of the Arizona Milk Producers, Tammy Baker, and of course, Julie Murphy from Arizona Farm Bureau. And I'm holding in my hand something I'll have to confess will be another Rosie addiction. And I haven't even tasted it yet. Shamrock Pecan Pie Eggnog.
Oh, I'm sensing.
Oh, baby.
Save some for me.
It will be way too late before you get access into this room. That bottle will be bone dry by the time you walk in here. Pecan Pie Eggnog.
Wow.
Death by eggnog.
Death by eggnog. Woo-hoo! Man, oh, man. Lots of holiday dairy events, right, Julie?
Oh, man. There's so much going on. And Tammy, I'm going to let you fill us in on it.
Well, the holidays are a fun time for dairy. I mean, we utilize a lot of dairy. We utilize a lot of butter and cooking. And, of course, eggnog is really popular. And Shamrock this year has a pecan pie eggnog, an Irish whiskey eggnog, a pumpkin spice eggnog, and, of course, their regular eggnog. And then you can get a variety of eggnogs from all different brands. So Danzeisen's also have a wonderful eggnog.
They're always very creative, aren't they?
That's a good eggnog. I can testify to that. That's a good eggnog.
And in addition to that, we have all kinds of holiday recipes on our website, arizonamilk.org. And Fairlife also has a number of holiday recipes on their website as well.
You know, I have a question getting back to the types of milk. In the industry, you call it fluid milk, but basically that's a gallon of milk, and I can get it skim, I can get it. But, you know, am I still getting the same level of nutrition if I get skim instead of whole? I mean, what's going on?
That's a great question, because you can buy skim milk, low-fat milk, whole milk, chocolate milk, and lactose-free milk, and as long as it's dairy milk, you're still getting those 13 essential nutrients that you would get if, let's say, you just bought the whole milk. People assume sometimes that it's different if you take the fat out, but no fat, full fat, lactose-free, all have the same essential nutrients and are high-quality proteins.
But aren't there some nutritional benefits for the fat?
There are. They're finding now that the dairy fat really has a number of positives to it.
Especially for young kids, right? And teens?
And our football players.
Yeah. And the football players. What knucklehead ever invented skim milk? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, there's a variety of milks for a variety of tastes. So if you are a skim milk drinker, there's a beverage for you. But if you like chocolate milk, there's a ton of chocolate milks out there as well. The only thing to remember is if it is not dairy milk, if it's a milk alternative, a vegetable-based milk, a lot of times you really need to make sure you're reading that label, because it doesn't have the same nutrients. It doesn't have the protein. In fact, very little protein in many of the milk alternatives. So do read the label. And the dairy milk, again, comes in lactose-free as well as all different fat forms and flavors, so you can get a variety there and you still get the nutrients.
And the brand that you really liked for the lactose was Fairlife, is that the one?
All of the Fairlife products are lactose free, so it's you know, all the 13 essential nutrients are there. It has a special filtration process. It's a great product. I believe Shamrock also makes a lactose-free milk, and you'll find some of the private label brands also have lactose-free milk, so you have a variety to choose from.
So any of the alternatives, to your point, we really have to read the label, but if I want to be assured of getting those 13 essential nutrients, the best place I'm going to do that is with dairy.
Absolutely.
Okay. There's another thing that you're teaching all of us about, those 3 servings of dairy every day, and especially for moms about ready to have babies. Talk about that issue a little bit more.
Well, some of the 13 essential nutrients in milk really, really play a substantial role in the development of a baby when a woman is pregnant. We all need calcium and vitamin D for strong bones and teeth, whether we're a child or an adult, because it helps to prevent fractures. It helps to keep our bones strong, and it also helps in a baby's development of their bones. Also, besides the calcium and vitamin D, we've got a high-quality protein that I mentioned before. It's great in building and repairing muscle. And then something we've been spending a lot more time focusing on lately is our immune system. Milk contains a number of nutrients, protein, vitamin D, zinc, selenium, and vitamin A that all support a healthy immune system. So when we look at needing foods from the five food groups, there's a reason they say dairy is one of those five food groups and we need 3 servings a day.
Okay, I'm at a fishing camp way down on the Gulf Coast bayous of South Louisiana, where I'm originally from. And I never land at a Louisiana airport without my first stop being a Piggly Wiggly grocery store where they sell whole buttermilk. And I'll buy a pint, and that's the first thing. I just drink the whole thing. So I'm at this fishing camp, and the first thing I do in my grocery shopping to go to camp is load up on buttermilk, because I'm going to be there 4 or 5 days, so I'm going to have 3 or 4 gallons of buttermilk over those course of days. And I'm sitting in the evening around the table. We're playing a little cards, and I've got my room temperature glass of buttermilk. And I'm sitting with a very prominent gastroenterologist from Phoenix, Arizona, that points at me and says, Rosie, if my clients all drank a glass of buttermilk a day, I'd lose half my clientele.
Really? Okay, so maybe you've helped increase the consumer demand for buttermilk, because that's the only reason that we struggle with having it consistently here in Arizona,
if,
right?
If you would just print my recipe for buttermilk biscuits on every buttermilk carton, they wouldn't be able to keep it on the shelves. We just got to find a dairy that will give me whole, but I got to make whole buttermilk myself on the kitchen counter.
Hey, hello. Gary, do you have that little wham, wham, wham thing?
Wop, 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 wop.
Well, I'm with you. I love buttermilk.
Oh, man.
And, there are whole milk buttermilks and low-fat buttermilks, but what it really comes down to is consumer demand, and there's only so much shelf space. So I think if you go in, tell your local grocery store you want whole buttermilk, and if you can, rally people to purchase it on an
everybody
ongoing basis.
Everybody do that. The next time you're at your local grocery store, ask them why they don't have whole buttermilk. Gary, you can testify to the fact we've changed national building codes right here at Rosie on the House.
Right.
Surge protection is now a national requirement. I've been saying that for 15 years.
It's code now.
We've chased illegal, immoral, dishonest contractors with the assistance of the Register of Contractors, the Attorney General, completely out of Arizona. They operate in California. They operate in Nevada, Utah, and New Mexico. They're not here in Arizona. We chased them out. Rosie on the House can change the Arizona dairy industry if everyone will just go to their store and say, I want a glass of whole buttermilk.
I haven't even had your biscuits, and I'm ready to drink buttermilk. Let's get this going.
Yeah.
Hey, there's another thing that I'm learning from you, Tammy. You said between kind of segueing, because how important the dairy industry is, including getting us buttermilk, but there's a sustainability story with dairy. Between 2007 and 2017, dairy made a commitment to sustainability, lowering their carbon footprint, and have to almost 20%. In other words, it's reduced down to 20%, right? Dairy only contributes 2% to the greenhouse gas emissions, but we are working hard to get to net zero. So talk about that commitment.
Well, just like dairy farmers take good care of their animals, they want to take good care of their land and, again, their community members. So they want to, take care of that land for dairy, but also for the community. So they do a number of things regarding recycling and trying to reduce their carbon footprint. And we continue to work towards net zero. And they've already reduced it 20%.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. But many people don't realize water in Arizona is an issue sometimes. And dairy farmers recycle their water as many as 5 or 6 times, utilizing it for the cows to drink, utilizing it for washing areas, utilizing it for their crops in the end. They're big recyclers in that respect. They also, many of them, are starting to have what are called methane digesters, which takes the manure, puts it in the digester, and it generates energy.
How great is that? How great is that?
A digester is a mechanical?
A digester.
Harvester, a vapor harvester. It harvests the methane vapor. That's flammable. It's ignitable. You light it, and you generate power with it.
Energy. It can be sold back to utility companies. And some of the larger ones, it's enough energy and energy credits to basically take care of 300 plus houses for a full year.
And when I first started with Arizona Farm Bureau about 15 years ago, I'd heard of a couple dairies, maybe half a dozen or something. But I continue to hear, especially with our modern dairies, well, and even some of our older ones, putting on these methane digesters to literally provide energy for their own dairy and also sell it to the utilities. So it's an amazing thing. And that's another one of those kind of secrets that nobody knows about the dairy industry here in Arizona and across the United States. And it's getting more popular because our dairy farmers, as farmers and ranchers have always been, we're conservationists. We want to find ways to, you know, reduce our carbon footprint. And we've been spending a lot of time with that.
And I think it's important to recognize that a lot of steps are being taken by the dairy industry and other parts of agriculture to do that because, you know, it used to be that our grandfather was a dairy farmer or our uncle was some kind of a farmer. But now, because there are so few dairies and agriculture in general is shrinking, many of us have no touch points with agriculture whatsoever. So consumers only understand what they hear, and it may or may not be true. But dairy farmers do care about the land and their animals and having a wholesome product.
I've had the occasion to tour one particular dairy in Arizona multiple times. And in one of the tours, there were men and women in white coats, clinicians, you know, and they're separating the different grain bins. And all these grain bins are separate components that are being mixed into one conveyor that then feeds. And then there's another group of clinicians over here in their white coats and their protective wear going through the poop pile. and they're all in there with their beakers and their chemistry. And we ended up in like an hour and a half conversation right there about everything those scientists were doing to determine that the cow's getting exactly what it should be getting to produce the healthiest milk product humanly and bovinely possible.
And just like every sector or segment within the complex agriculture industry, dairy is constantly testing, constantly researching.
Dairy is one of the most highly regulated products in the U.S., and actually our American food supply is one of the safest food supplies in the nation.
Amen. Amen. We're here with Tammy Baker, the general manager of the Arizona Milk Producers, and of course, Miss Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau, talking the dairy industry here in Arizona. But I do want to come back to my gripe about buttermilk when we come back.